Tasha, my black Labrador retriever and avalanche dog partner, is wedged between the pilot and me. Her bum presses against the pilot's right hip while she digs her furry elbows into my thighs and settles her barrel chest onto my lap. Her webbed feet, splayed wide from years of digging in avalanche debris, dangle off my legs and out the helicopter's open doorway. In our haste to hotload the helicopter moments ago, I had nixed Tasha's restraining device. As the helicopter blades shaved the thin air closer to the towering 13,492-foot peak, I vice-grip her neck with my arm, pulling her closer, concerned she'll try to jump or scramble onto the pilot's lap. Wiggling my toes inside my ski boots helps to keep them from falling asleep. That's all I dare move. If Tasha or I make a sudden movement, the two-seat crop duster helicopter used to spray pesticides on cornfields might fall out of the sky.